Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. All flesh shall see the salvation of God.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way, a voice of one crying out in the desert. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Every Advent, the Church sends us four helpers to assist us in preparing to welcome Jesus Christ, to welcome Jesus in the past in Bethlehem, to joyously embrace him in the future when he will come at the end of time, and in the present to cling to him in the Eucharist, in his word, and hopefully throughout every day of our lives. Beginning next week, we'll be drawing on the help of the third and fourth figures, Mary and Joseph. But this Sunday, we're focusing on the first and the second, the prophet Isaiah and on St. John the Baptist. In our first reading, Isaiah, who's prophesying probably around 700 years before the birth of Jesus, he prophesies a voice in the wilderness would cry out to prepare the way of the Lord. And we see now that St. John the Baptist was that voice foreseen by the prophet Isaiah. A man, we're told, clothed in camel's hair, whose food was locusts and wild honey. A man whose lifestyle was such that we might wonder what he had to say that makes him so significant. Now, John's message has two parts. The gospel tells us that first, John the Baptist was preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And in order to prepare the way for the Lord to enter, you and I, we first have to clear away all the obstacles that sin puts in the path between us and the Lord. The Church gives us St. John the Baptist this Sunday because if we are going to be properly prepared to receive the Lord, we have to repent and to receive forgiveness of our sins. And to repent means especially to convert. It means to turn around completely, to change what's been going on in our lives that is distasteful to the Lord. And it's about, we could even say, getting rid of whatever garbage has been building up in our souls. It's about making a firm purpose of amendment to do our best to get sin out of our lives. And the second thing that John the Baptist proclaimed was how the one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And John reminds us that you and I, on our own, we are not capable of fixing our spiritual problems. We're not capable on our own of leaving all the darkness that is in our lives behind and coming completely into the light. The good news that St. John preached was the coming of the one who is powerful, who's going to baptize with the Holy Spirit. And John was announcing that Jesus would give us God's own help so that we might indeed turn away completely. We might be converted completely away from sin and be able to welcome him, you might say, wholeheartedly. That Lamb of God that John proclaimed gives us his Holy Spirit, which you know takes up residence in us so that we might live in God's presence, so that we ourselves might be temples of the Holy Spirit. And to do all this, we are given the model of our Blessed Mother, whose feast of the Immaculate Conception we're going to be celebrating on Thursday. Just think about it. She became a temple of God for 9 months when she carried Jesus in her womb so that no sin would possibly touch him. Then she lives that reality, in fact, as the temple of the Holy Spirit, remaining free from sin throughout her life and, of course, into eternity. Now, you and I, who were born with original sin, but we've been given this beautiful sacrament of baptism in water and the Holy Spirit to set us free from sin. But again, unlike our Blessed Mother, we have not remained sinless in our choices. And therefore, in order to again be a fitting temple to receive the Lord Jesus inside, to be a fitting temple of the Holy Spirit, we must go to our Lord Jesus to confess our sins and to receive his forgiveness. Both John the Baptist and our Blessed Mother are telling us very clearly this weekend that there's something each of us needs to do. Each of us needs to go to confession, certainly during the season of Advent. And this is when we clean out our insides and make them spotless and immaculate to receive the Lord as our guest. This is all a reminder that we have our parish penance service coming up this Tuesday evening. And you'll also see in the bulletin, apart from the regularly scheduled confessions after the weekday masses and also a few on times scheduled on the weekend, we've scheduled additional opportunities for confessions, both here at St. Mary's and at Nativity BVM during the course of Advent. And so they're great opportunities for each of us for repentance. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that's the words, those are the words that we began this Gospel of Mark. At the beginning, the foundation of the good news is the realization that God our Father sent his Son into the world to save you and me from our sins and from what our sin leads to, death, our cutting ourselves off from God. The greatest news ever heard is that God did forgive our sins. But each of us has to be humble enough to admit that we remain sinners. We have to examine our consciences, confess our sins to a priest who has himself been ordained with the power to forgive sins in the name of Jesus and to receive God's comforting, loving mercy. It's just a beautiful way to continue through this this season of Advent, to take advantage of this beautiful sacrament. This is the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.